Page 136. Project Time 3. Be smart online. Stay safe. A. Brochure. 1. Work in pairs. Answer the questions. 1. Are you active on any social media network? 2. How long have you had your account? 3. What is the minimum age required to open an account? 4. How much time do you normally spend online every day? What do you do? 2. The virtual space can sometimes be a dangerous place. Read the information below to find out what cyberbullying is and why it is dangerous. What is it? Cyberbullying. Using the internet to harm or frighten another person, especially by sending them unpleasant messages. Anything from insults and cruel comments to someone's posts or pictures, to upsetting questions about our personal lives can be an example of cyberbullying. How does it happen? Cyberbullying is hardly an accident. It happens repeatedly, when an individual or group use technology to harm another person or group. Cyberbullies send hurtful texts or abusive emails, exclude classmates from online conversations, imitate someone online, post inappropriate images or troll other people. Can it happen to you? Cyberbullying can happen to anyone. It typically involves a person who bullies someone, either hiding behind fake online profiles, or in a group of friends or classmates. In some cases, others are also involved, people who witness someone being cyberbullied. A positive reaction is to provide support to the target. A negative reaction is joining in the bullying behavior by forwarding humiliating images and making demeaning comments. Is it serious? Cyberbullying is very serious. It can occur 24 hours a day, extending well beyond school grounds and into safe spaces, such as in homes. Its effects can damage a lot, making a person lose trust in themselves, feel isolated, friendless, miserable, and insecure. If you think one of your friends may be the target of cyberbullying, don't ignore it, offer to assist and then talk to an adult. What can we do? Respect online is just as important as in face-to-face interaction, so it is important to teach younger internet users how to act responsibly online and show them ways to deal with cyberbullying behavior and ways to prevent it. It is also crucial to demonstrate how others can be affected by their interactions online and what language and actions are considered appropriate in the online environment.